Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, Newt Gingrich has set up a foundation to reward innovative, independent entrepreneurs, but one of the winners of his Entrepreneur of the Year award was told that Mr. Gingrich was taking the award back because somebody noticed her groundbreaking independent business was what?
Now, this is a very confusing one, Peter, because the first one was a porn merchant.
Yes.
And they pulled that back.
Yes. But
Undaunted, the latest one owned a strip club.
That's right. Newt Gingrich loves scrappy, pull-yourself-up-by-your-bootstraps type of business success
stories.
Pull
yourself stories. Up on the pole.
But if your success involves slowly removing those bootstraps... Mr. Gingrich was preparing to honor a woman named Dawn Rizzo. She's the owner of The Lodge, a small business in Dallas, when he found out it was a topless bar, and he took the award back. As you say, this is the second time in the last month or so.
Now, it took Newt 6 visits.
Yes. He had to examine carefully what the business was.
Because, you know, there's always a chance that her blouse just fell off.
Well, you see, this is, in fact, last month, Gingrich's organization named a producer of adult movies his Entrepreneur of the Year, so it's the second time they've embarrassed themselves. Gingrich's organization says they've sorted out all the confusion. They're looking forward to presenting next month's winner, filmmaker Roman Polanski.
I knew there was a Roman Polanski joke in there somewhere.
He was
fighting to get out. Was it? Peter, who was it that said about Roman Polanski? I wish I could claim this. I can't. That he was the original 5-foot pole you wouldn't touch anything with.
I'm sorry.